In a game played on New Year's Eve at Auburn Memorial Stadium south of Seattle, Alaska beat Oregon 42-0 to a crowd of family, friends, and college football recruiters, mostly from Division II and Division III schools. Team Alaska head coach Numi Olalio says many college coaches don't pay much attention to Alaska high school football teams. Olalio coaches at Service High School in Anchorage. The Alaska football season ends in October, a month earlier than the lower 48. It took dedication and money for some of the players selected to get to Anchorage for practice, but kids from Juneau, the Mat-Su, and Anchorage managed 18 days before the big game. 37 players, sophomores, juniors, and seniors from the Cook Inlet and Rail Belt conferences were handpicked based on what Olalio calls the three A's, utilized by college athletic recruiters.
The first A is academic. They have to have academics. Otherwise, it would be useless for them to be on this team and, you know, not be able to qualify to go to college.
The second A is attitude. Olalio says recruiters are looking for a good attitude and dedication to the sport because the university will be making an investment in each player they select.
And one thing a college coach has told me a long time ago is you have to put yourself in those shoes and ask yourself, am I going to put my life, my paycheck on the line on an 18-year-old kid that I don't know whether he has the character and the ability and the academics to play?
The third A is ability, to play at the college level.
I looked at the best players in the state of Alaska who made the all-conference, made the all-state list, and then select from there.
Three were Juneau Douglas Crimson Bears, quarterback Philip Fanumiai, linebacker La Fajita, and Anneli Valapato, also known as Bubbles. Three players came from Wasilla, and the rest from eight Anchorage area schools. Each player goes to the Tanoa Bowl with a file on their high school football career, academic transcripts, and a DVD of their play. Fanumiai was one of three quarterbacks on the team, along with Connor Feckley from West High School and Zach Lujan from South.
Right off from the get-go, we set off the tempo with a big hit from one of our safeties on the kickoff. And from there, we just put the pedal to the metal and just let everything loose. And we just had control over the whole game.
Then they got to watch Team Utah beat Team Washington by a score of 45-24.
Utah's a very good team. We scrimmaged them, and they had a lot of good athletes on their team.
After the games, the Tanoa Bowl staff, separate from the team's coaching staff, selected MVPs for each team. Fanumiai was the offensive player of the game, and Matthew Olalio of Service was most valuable player for Team Alaska. The Tanoa Bowl has Polynesian roots. Olalio, who is Samoan, says it symbolizes the importance of family, culture, and team.
You know, and come together as a football family and help get these kids to be noticed and recruited by colleges.
In addition to Olalio, the coaching roster was somewhat of a who's who of Alaska high school football coaches, including Chugiak head coach Duncan Shackelford, West High School head coach Tim Davis, and JDHS defensive coordinator Al Fanumiai. There were 10 coaches in all. The football recruiting program is part of the Alaska Athletic Alliance. For more information, go to alaskaathleticalliance.org. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.